What we're going to talk about in this video is a source of major frustration and disappointment for most people. And it's so important to get that it can really determine the difference between making it to the skill level you want or not making it. It's about your level of passion and enthusiasm for practicing and just, you know, playing. And that goes up and down all the time. But if we have an expectation that it remains the same for years or months, then we're going to fight reality all the time. We're going to be frustrated with what's going on because we expect something else than what this can really deliver. And that can really sabotage you. But first of all, let's look at, because, you know, I hear so often these very skilled players, you know, very famous people say that they had this long period of time, you know, 10 years or 5 years, where they just practiced insanely every day, where, you know, they practiced 8 hours on the weekends and you know, 6 hours on weekdays, and they just went insane for several years. That is simply not true. And the reason why I can say that, I'm not calling anybody a liar, but this is just a matter of trying to remember what actually went on in a pretty long period of their lives. And that's not possible, because the brain only notices or remembers things that are not ordinary. We only remember what's significant. So if all the days that look like each other, all the similar days, you know, going to work, coming home, doing the shopping, whatever you do much of in your life, is not going to be remembered as anything significant because it's the same stuff every day. So that's just, your brain is just going to put all those days, all those events, all those actions in the same little box and say, okay, that's all the same right here. And so all you can remember is, yes, of course I did all that. But what you then remember is the significant stuff, like someone close to you passing away, which is certainly something we remember, or, you know, something great happening, you going out, having fun, stuff like that, that is not similar to everyday occurrences. And practicing like an insane person is one of these things. But what happens is that because we looked back into our past and try to remember what actually went on, that significant thing is going to feel like that was all the time. But I can assure you it wasn't. And the reason why I can say that with such certainty is that if you ask people or just watch anyone who's passionate about anything, any single person on this planet is not equally passionate. Whoa, that was... we've got construction workers in the building, so I hope the roof is not falling down in a second. I hope you can live with those noises. But even if you're very passionate about something, you're not equally passionate all the time. That's just the way of nature. You know, the economy even goes up and down all the time. Everything goes up and down. The seasons change. It's going in a cyclus of first going out towards something and then coming back, recuperate, relax, rest, and then another blow of passion or hard work or effort, and then back again into something else. So we constantly have this movement between relaxation and not being so enthusiastic about stuff, and then a period of, you know, if you look in your life, everything does that, and it does so in people. But we human beings have an ability to imagine a different world than what is here. So, and that's why we become frustrated and disappointed, because we have an image in our head that looks better than what is here. And so we say, the world should be like that, like my image in my head. And to the degree, or to, you know, the distance between reality and then that image in your head is the level of your frustration or passion to create that. But that's the tension you feel inside. That, and when we're focusing on passion here, we're just dealing with a force of nature. When you can mention other things that you can, you know, you can take a step each day and you just go there. That's just how it is. But when we're dealing with passion, it's like surfing. When you surf, you don't hear surfers go, oh, I want to go out on the water and then I would just want to stay on one wave for half an hour. Just, you know, oh, just stay there. Why do I have to go off of it again? Why does it die when it gets to the, well, what is that? A surfer like that would be constantly frustrated, and eventually he would stop surfing. Because every time he goes out there, he gets frustrated and mad, and this should be different. And when we're fighting reality, when we're fighting nature, when we're fighting our own internal nature, we just eventually, at some point, just give up because we don't want the pain of that. And that's why it's so important to get and to really realize that passion, enthusiasm goes up and down, and you can't do anything about it. So these very skilled guitar players, no doubt that they had a high degree of passion. No doubt that they focused and concentrated and really went for it. But they didn't do so, you know, day after day, week after week, month after month, throughout, you know, 1 or 2 or 3 years. Not even in a year. Nobody practices insanely an equal amount of time each day. I can only speak for myself here, really, when it comes to details. But I had this, I had 2 years where I just went berserk. But that berserk was interrupted by periods of nearly not touching the instrument at all. I just, you know, whenever I had a guitar nearby or I played when I got home from school. But then suddenly I got inspired again, you know, I watched a DVD, watched a concert DVD or just a video or whatever. And then, or a friend told me something, I got a new idea, and then suddenly just passion arose again, full tilt. And if the thing is, if you can follow that, if you can, you know, surf the waves of passion, then you can absolutely get to where you want to go. But you have to be ready for it. Whenever passion arises, you have to just say, yes! And then you do everything you can to make that wave as big as possible. And you ride it until it dies. And you do everything you can to make it as long as possible. You know, you've got this, the passion is coming back, you feel inspired, you practice, you use all the methods, you make results, you measure what you do and all of that. And then you know, try to make it last for as long as humanly possible. But then when it dies out, then do the middle thing. Do the middle thing. Relax, you know. Stop focusing so much because your brain needs that, you know, it needs to digest all the practice hours you put in and it needs to just relax from the strain and the effort. If you were that passionate all the time, 100% passionate, you would simply just die suddenly because your body cannot, it's like you can't run a marathon just forever. Eventually, you're going to fall over and your body is just going to quit because you need relaxation. You need to get away from it and back to it and away from it and back to it. Same way in almost every other part of life that we shift like that. So if the next time you lose passion, or so it seems, you can just say, okay, that's the nature of it. That's the nature of it. But and it's not the breaks in between your insane practice schedule and all the passion and all the enthusiasm and all the it's not that. It's not the break. It's how much you really go for it when you are passionate. And then, of course, when the break has lasted for long enough, let's say for 4 weeks or 2 months, you've been just, you know, dabbling with it, practicing 10 minutes here, half an hour there, and then you kind of miss that passionate period, then you can create it yourself. Just get inspired. Watch some old instructional DVDs or videos. Listen to that music that inspired you the last time, and then just crawl into it. Don't try to force, you know, don't try to use violence. Your passion must come now. You just, you know, ease into it and just see if your body and mind can get to that place where you just feel inspired again. What happens when you don't do this? When you don't, it's amazing. Like one little piece of information, one little insight or perspective on something can really determine whether you give up or go on. And if you don't have this little insight, if you don't see it, then you're going to feel frustrated every time you just lose passion. Because we have this, I am a person and I'm consistent as a person. So when you see me, you know I'll always be holding a guitar in my hand. No, you won't. When you see me, you know I'll always be laughing or I'll always be smiling. I'm kind of a cheerful... No, you're not. Not always. And if you are, you're really straining yourself to always be cheerful. You are. You're using resources to keep that up. And the same thing with guitar practice. if you practiced like an insane person for 2 years, you would be absolutely, you'd be committed to a hospital because your body would be just destroyed by all those hormones and all that adrenaline and all of that just rushing through your blood all the time. Because what happens in your body when you're very passionate is that your body says, okay, this, what we're practicing here, that's passion. What we're practicing here is going to give us something magnificent. This magical field of music and guitar playing, I'm going to go deeper into that. And it's going to be a great world to be in, having control over that technique or being able to do this and that. And then passion arises, and your brain is going to say, oh, this is wonderful. Let's use all our energy on that. Let's go for that. And every single hormone in your body supports that. That's what it feels like to be passionate. But that also means that your body and brain is now focused on a larger thing in the future. And so it takes resources away from your heart, from your liver, from your intestines, from your skin, because and uses those resources to get to that goal there. Because that's what your body always does. It makes sure that it's using its resources to achieve whatever it is that is most important now. When you're in survival, when you don't have food, when you don't have money, you feel fearful because, and that's the sign that your body is preparing for something, survival, for war, for making it. But when you're passionate, you can't be passionate if you're afraid, by the way, because that will take over. Well, we're dying here. Why do you want to learn to play guitar? I'm just dying. So whenever you're not fearful and you can be passionate, that's where your resources is going. But if you keep staying there, your body's going to say, hey, we have some long-term work to do on other things. And then it shifts its focus into, okay, it's like a curfew, when it's wartime and stuff and you can't go out after 9 or something in the evening. That is the whole country focusing on survival, and taking its resources and saying, okay, there's a lot of stuff in the world that's important, but right now we need to take all our resources and use them to fight this war, a doomy kind of analogy, but whatever. And the body does the same thing. And when you're very passionate, it uses a lot of the resources that it usually uses for the long-term repairing of your intestines and stuff like that. And so you can't stay there. It's not possible. And getting that, really getting that's an impossible dream. And then instead of trying to ride one wave all the time, you begin to dance with it and begin to really see how long you can surf on that one wave and how much you can get out of it, how much happiness, how much enthusiasm, and how big of a result can you get out of it when you're passionate. And this we expect it to be to come the next time. And if you're in doubt, and just look at your past. How it went up and down, then you were really passionate about something, then you lost it, then you got back to it, and so on. The worst thing is that if you get so frustrated, you get so far away from it that you sell your guitar or do stuff like that, because then the next time curiosity comes along and you're really interested in some new, you don't have a guitar. That's not good. But so be very aware of the fact that we cannot control passion. We have to work with it instead of against it. And that's really the point of all this. Just that one little insight. And then work with it all you can. Accept it and then just dance with the waves or surf the waves, whatever. Whatever works best for you as an image in your head to be able to remember it. That's all for this video. Now I'm going to see you in the next.